This week will mark 1 year since the Navy SEAL raid that killed Osama bin Laden, a huge victory in the war on terror. And now one of the lingering goals in that ongoing conflict is to have all troops back home from Afghanistan by 2014. But with violence continuing, including several high-profile recent attacks in the heart of Kabul, can that goal be met? Joining us now, Paul Bedard, the Washington Secrets columnist at the Washington Examiner. And Paul, I guess a top Marine is casting doubt on that goal.
Well, not so much doubt. I mean, I think what Major John Tulin, he's head of the 2nd Marine Division, is saying that, you know, he's making kind of a publicity tour around Washington and the country saying, hey, not so fast. You see, Congress wants us to pull out, some in Congress want us to pull out a little faster than President Obama's 2014 goal. And he says, you know, many of the warriors can go, that'll be fine, but there are elements of the military that have to stay behind just to kind of help the Afghans over the hurdle. And they're in areas like electronic intelligence and battlefield medicine, and especially artillery, because, you know, I guess what he was saying is we know how to shoot a bomb or a missile. The other side isn't so good at it, and when you hit innocents, it really ruins the mission.
So not necessarily for those logistical and training troops to stay past 2014, but not to try to bring them out prematurely.
Yeah, and you know, there are some that are going to have to stay behind, like in artillery. And, of course, we know special operations is going to be there to kind of help over this hurdle. But there's kind of a concern in Washington, and especially among the military, that if we leave too fast, everything is lost. And what Tulin was also saying is that in areas that he's been in charge of, like in Helmand Province, the Marines have turned war zones into open markets. I mean, there is a lot good that's happening in that country, and he kind of wants to focus on that. And also, he kind of came with a message to the media, which is, yeah, you know, one bad bomb can really cause a problem, but for every one errant bomb, there is 100 great stories to be told.
Yeah, I suppose that's true, that the good things that are happening in Afghanistan can be overshadowed by some of this high-profile stuff we've seen recently, particularly this coordinated attack, I think, happened maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago that the Taliban claimed responsibility for, multiple bombings right in Kabul. How concerned is the general and other generals that sustained violence like that could resume?
Well, they're very concerned, and it's especially in places like Kabul where you have a concentration of people and the media, and that's what gets so much attention. Also, he raised an issue that he made it sound even more important than the Taliban's bombings, which is corruption in that government. And the Afghan government turning, you know, looking the other way. Also, the border with Pakistan, he said. You know, he said that, listen, the U.S. has been pressuring Pakistan to stop arms from coming in, but nothing's happening.
Briefly, Paul, since we are coming up on the one-year anniversary of bin Laden's death, there's a new book coming out timed to that anniversary, and I guess it's going to puncture what's left of the myth surrounding bin Laden.
It's called Manhunt. It's by CNN national security analyst Bergen, and he says, you know, it's kind of a – he interviewed bin Laden in 1997. He writes how we got him, but there's some anecdote stuff in the book, which, you're right, makes fun of bin Laden. For example, you know, he used to brag about polygamy, and he used to say, listen, every guy should have four wives because it makes you feel like a groom all your life. But apparently he couldn't keep up with his wives. He had to use just for men to look a little bit attractive to them. Mm-hmm. And also he mixed up kind of a Viagra concoction because he was having, difficulties.
Oh, boy. Paul Bedard? Living up to the Washington Secrets mantle. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, Nathan.
Paul Bedard writes the Washington Secrets column in The Examiner.